Amu Bukon was already checked out to make sure it has no mum. The Lishka Fatloim, the special room of the Tloim. Now, Arabo Yomim are Koytin Shlita, which means to say that each one of these had to be checked out 4 days before the Shlita. That's the law. You can't bring a korban, an animal for korban, unless it was checked out 4 days before to make sure it had no mum. So therefore, yesterday we start out with 6 korbanos, and when you take out 2 one day, you always put another 2 in there that was also just checked out today. So korbanos, you're not going to use it until the 4th day, so at this korban you'll always have 2 on hand that was checked out 4 days ago. Moshe says, the man who's a Mishnah go like then, goes like Ben Bagbag, he goes according to Ben Bagbag. The time he went like this. Ben Bagbag, Ben Bagbag says, Minayin, how do I know to say, L'tomid, that the korban atomid, Shetoyin bika arbu yomim koydim shchita, one of all korbanos, at least for korban atomid, that the animal has to be checked out 4 days before it's brought for korban, it has to be checked out to make sure it has no mum. How do you know this? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, Tishmeru lahakrov li b'mayadai. It says here, watch, to bring it at the right time. He's going on a korban atomid. Well, how do I know the pasuk says, V'oyu lachem l'mishmeris, Ada b'osa yom ha-chodesh, it should be watched, like the pasuk Zer HaShavir, Tishmu, and l'mishmeris, that a korban ha-Pesach, in Mitzrayim, Hashem told him to take it on Yud Nisan, and they first use it on Yud Al Ere Pesach. So Hashem told to watch it, Ada b'osa yom ha-chodesh, Harishim. So now, I'm just looking over there by the korban Pesach, Toin Dikab Abu Yom, had to be checked out 4 days before. He had to hold on to it from Yud Nisan to Yud Al Nisan, Koydim Shchit before they brought it for Korban. His Afkan here also by Korban Atomid is also Toyin Dikr, it has to be checked out to Korban on a Bor Yom of 4 days, Koydim Shchit before the Shchita. And Dikr Emma bring a proof of the source of the Tani, it says, today L'Shabbos, like our Mishnah, bring a proof also. The Mishnah does not mean to say that these 6 Korbanos are what's supposed to be used on Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But then the question is, you have much more than 6 to meet them. You have a lot of korbanos. You have Musafim. So Mishnah does not really mean it should be used. They can the term just as Kedei L'Shabbos. Like Kedei enough for Shabbos. The late Ketanah doesn't say really L'Shabbos, it should be used for Shabbos. So Shema Mina. But all the Mishnah means to say is the way it's worked is you have to start out with 6 animals checked out to be used for korban atomid. 4 days in advance before you start using them. Then when you take 2 out for the first day, you put another 2 in. So then those 2 won't be used for 4 days from now. Because the next day you use the next 2, the next 2, the next 2. So that's the chesed it is. You always have to have at least 6 in there that was checked out already. So by the time you come to use them, they'll be there ready for 4 days. But if you want, you can have as many as you want. Could be checked out here. Then the Mishnah says, Mishtei chatzitzus and masif and adolem. You have to have at least 2 trumpets. You can have as many as you want. If you have time, how many trumpets could you add? Amar Rav Huna v'yamri lo, Amar Rav Zavdi, Amar Rav Huna Admei v'yesem. 220 trumpets you could ask. Now the pasuk says, V'imoyim kahanim, Wittam v'kahanim, Lemei v'yesem. 120, Mechatz v'mechatzetz, is a blowing with the chatzetz race. You see, you can even add up to 120 chatzetz race in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, Mitish Shekamosh, you can have less than 9 harps. Hitzutzen avad, and 1 cymbal. You know what I mean? How do we know this from? On the Rabbis of Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, the Osaf, he was a name, Rosh says, Shem HaLevi, B'metzaltayim, Yashmir, B'metzaltayim, Trey, so who it's Mashmir, there were 2 of them there, not 1, at Trey Heaven. So Rosh says, no, Kivon, Dechodo, Avidito, it was made 1, and Avdi, V'chad, Gav, Avidbu, Korin, Uchad. Rosh says, Avidito, Chad, Avdi. The enechod moya blechavera. Symbols are you have to blow, you have to bang 2 things together. Shein beis chatikas are 2 wide pieces, shamakas of metal. Umakim zu azu, the current symbols. So, the pasuk says, v'yosef v'metzatayim, as he was banging the 2 symbols, meaning to say, that's the way this one instrument is. The symbols are made from 2 pieces you bang together. So you have to have only 1 of them, it was used by itself. I mean, one pair. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein Teichsin Mishnei Moser Leviim Oyin Demal Duchonim." He never had left. By says the Shas the Shir when Leviim used to sing, he has to have at least 12 Leviim there singing and standing Al Duchonim on the right place. But on my Sif and Aron, if you want, you can have as many as you want. You can have more Leviim also. Now, Ein Hakotah Nichnas Azora. no katan of a lady would ever come and do the avoida, and the shor shalavim amim b'shir. Only when Levim used to sing, so even the katana most used to come along and help and sing with them. So hoy amim the neighbor of the chinur, they didn't talk to use the instruments to play. Maybe they couldn't play that well yet; they're only kids. Ella b'tab used to sing with the mouth. But they lit in tevo b'nima, and they put sweet spices, like a young voice, a nice sweet young voice, used to come in there and help out the Levim sing. The love of an Azayu Aymer and Olu Laminyan. But these kids is not for the Minyan 12. You always have to have at least 12. Where? The love of an Yaakov Aymer right here. And Olu Laminyan, they don't go to the Minyan of 12. And in Olu Laduchen, they don't go up to the special places where the Levim Duchen, where they sing from. And the Borat Soyaimdin, they would stand on the ground for a Shayim Ben Ragle Halavim. And the heads would be in between the feet of Levim, like Levim were standing on Duchon, like on a platform. They would be standing on the floor, and their head would be at the same place as the feet of Levim. Utsivei HaLevim HaYinikrim, they were called young Levim. That's what they were called, these young ones they used to sing. Rashi says, Tsoirei HaLevim means Shemitzavnes Levim. They used to bother them. And we'll see in the Gemara why. That Levim were bothered, the fact that they used to sing so nice, the young ones, so it bothered them a little bit. Another more says, Hani connected me, like how come you have to have 12 Levim? Hani connected me. On my top of connected Tisha Kinneret, that would be at least 9 harps, or Shnei Nevolim, or 2 Nevolim. It's all to Lechot, that's how you have to have at least 12 Levim. Shnei Mot says, Hu bon of Yechov Shnei Mosa. Together there were 12. Ve'ein ha'kot ha'nichnas la'zor la'voida ela b'shor shalavim. How do we know this? On Rav Yochum the Yom HaKroh, Vayamdu Yeshua bon of Yochum Akademiyel, or bon of Bnei Yehuda, Ki Yechel Anatzeach Al HaMlocho, Hashem Vosha Beis Hashem Lefakim, Mashma came there with the kids, also used to do this avoid of singing. So Mashma B'Shach Levim was singing, he could have the kids there also. Now Lohoyu Oimrim Lei B'Nevim Lei B'Chinim Al Mepeh, they didn't use the instruments to play with. They didn't use a navel or a chin, they used a harp or luria, but only with their mouth. So the main lechur, it's mash of the Mishnah, the navel lechur, the chin lechur. They're not both harps, they're two separate instruments. There's a luria, and there's a harp. Says, so lame, let's say, Mathisan is the leg, not like a Yehuda. The tiny lechur is a Yehuda Reimer. Kino shall migdash. The kino, the harp, and the base of migdash shall shivas need and have 7 strings to it. Shemelech Bosik says, say the smocha, says Panecho. As Al Tuk was said, be satisfied, El Sheva. Mashna Beis Migdash, the harp had 7 strings. Vishay Yemosa Mashiach, that's what they'll sing by Yemosa Mashiach with, play with. Shemayim will have 8 strings. Shemayim says, Vamasech Al Hashminis. Means Al Mein Hashminis, on the 8th string. Shalom HaBor, the harp they used to play in Elam HaBor, Esther will have 10 strings to it. Shemayim says, Allah Yosra, V'yalei Novel, Alehi Goy Mechino. Yom Od L'Hashem Mechina B'Nevel L'Osa Zamu Loi Shiru Loi Shir Chodesh. Yeah. So who according to you, do you see what? A kino is different than a navel. So after our Mishnah, they're 2 separate instruments. Someone says no. Afilu Teimor Reb Yehuda. What's that? Mezor Leimor Mas Nisqet Lok Reb Yehuda. Tanya Yehuda Reimor. Heals Mashma that the kino and the navel were the same thing. Yeah, Allah also or another, or we go in Mechino. So the he said Dashna's tossing, the Evel Chino is the same thing. So it's not like our Mishnah. So Umar says, no. Ah, Filu Tame Reb Yehuda. The Yerlam Habo. I did the Nefish and Nimin, Dido, Nofish call it Kinevel, call a navel. The rule of the Pshat is that they're 2 different instruments. We're even going to Reb Yehuda. Just the kino that they're going to use, my Elam HaBor is going to have 10 strings, and have so many strings, it's going to sound just like a navel. Therefore, he holds a navel, and a kino is called the same thing. But really, he agrees that they're 2 different instruments. He only needs to say that the kino they're going to use for Elam HaBor, that's going to sound just like a regular navel. Then, remember, the way we have it right now, about the navel is 1 instrument, and the kino is the harp, 2 different instruments. Yeah. Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, and Olam Min HaMinyan. So when you use the kids there, they don't count for they're not part of the 12 Levim. Tanu we learned, Usoyebe HaLevim HaYinikroyim. They're like the helpers of Levim. The Tanu did down our Tanu. Why is it called Tiyurei? our Tana says with Suri Halavim on Yikroyim, Tana Dan Kivlan Dahani Kotin Kalayu, that these young ones, their voice is very like thin. Vani out Kalayu, the old Levium, their voice is very thick. Is Hani Kamatate, so Hani Le Kamatate. Like Rashi says, Kalayma, Maktinim Vyosim Kurum Dak Dak Vyofa, that the young ones' voices are very clear, like a nice thin voice. It wasn't so shaky like the older ones. And therefore, Korolu Tsari, it's called like Tsari, means that they used to like be Mitzrayim, make the older ones feel bad a little bit. They used to give them Tsaris, pain. Because the older ones didn't have such a nice, sweet voice like the younger ones. So that's why our Tana calls it Tsurei, is that a little bit of a Tsar used to give a little bit of pain to the older Levim. Yeah. Hagin Alecho Ein Nerchim. To sound so Tsurei means the young ones, but they give a little bit Tsar to the older ones. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Berchen Lehotel Lahachmir. That the Torah gives a special sum, how much you're worth. Let's say you're 30 years old, you're worth $50. So it's Lechumra and it's Lahotel. For certain times, you should be worth much more, so it's cool just to pay that much. For certain times, the guy's a real sick guy, Mukashkin, is not worth too much, so he's called Lechumra to pay that much. The same thing with the Steyachuza. Then the Torah gives a special amount, how much you could redeem if you're Makdish your Steyachuza. The Torah says you could be poiderit with haste. You could be poiderit with haste loyim with the spare. We'll see in the Gemara a special shear of the karka with a cheap price. Also, is lahokol hachmir. Sometimes the karka is very bad, so that price is expensive. And most times, though, the karka is much more expensive, that price is a cheap price. When the shor hamuud chayim neservit, when the shor kills the neighbor, the person pays shloshim shkolim. So also lahokol hachmir. Sometimes the eber is worth more, sometimes worth less. Pienus mafate, if you minus a girl mafate, you have to pay 50 shkolim. Or maisi shema, you have to pay 100 shkolim. Same thing, lahokel or lahachmir. Sometimes you should have to pay more, there's a kula, sometimes less, there's a kumra. Now explains. Yesh piyech mokel lahachmir, sometimes erchen has a kula and a hachmir, kaitzad. Echot sherech es hanor shabisrael. Somebody says, I want to pay the value of a beautiful Yisrael. And then somebody says, yes, I want to pay the value of the ugliest person in Israel. Both of them have to pay, Nesim Chemish himself, the guy's 30 years old, both of them have to pay 50 shkolim. And so for one it's a chumra, for one it's a chumra. The imam array, dumb of a lab, like if somebody would have said, I want to pay the value of them, Nesim Shavya, then for the beautiful one you have to pay much, much more, and for the ugly one you have to pay much, much less. So for this chumra 50, or the Mishnah would say, anytime a Torah says a chum exact amount, it always in certain ways it's a kula, and in certain ways it's a chumra. The Gemara says now, Yesh b'yerchen lehokel lehachmir, keitzad, echad sherech. Now, b'yisrael lim nevek echad lo, the Mishnah only says you can make an erchen of another Jew, but doesn't say that a Jew can mechayv himself to pay how much a goy is worth. So, chul leinu mathisim lekra meyah then, that's not because we had before, oivik echad lo, remeyah roi min nerech, he does have an erchen. Means somebody else could say, I want to give the value of a goy. Avolei Maruch, just the guy himself can be Mechayiv himself, but he's in the parish of Erchin. Sumer says no. Really, I feel time remain. Maybe our Mishnah goes to contrary of Meir. And who are the people of Nami? That a Jew could say, I want to pay the value of a guy. That's lost in the parish of Erchin. Ella, why does the Mishnah only say a Jew?